Good afternoon. While it was a volatile day for the Australian share market, on Wednesday we had a record close for the Aussie equity market. In fact, the ASX 200 rose by a solid 30 points, 0.4% lift, finishing up the day at 7,144 points, actually finishing just 1 point away from also hitting an intraday all-time high as well. We had a mixed bag, but today was actually the, today and tomorrow anyway, the two busiest days of 2020 as far as the number of companies out with their half-year profit results. So we had more than 35 companies releasing their numbers today. A mixed bag here, but the best included Wesfarmers, which managed to lift about 3%. It's Bunnings Stores in particular has been really boosting and lifting its profits. Fortescue Metals managed to lift slightly today as well. It more than tripled its profits over the past 6 months. That's mainly because it received 73% more for each tonne of iron ore that it sold over the past 6 months against this time last year. Domino's Pizza was up close to 10%, actually hitting a three-year high in the process. That's because its profits over the half jumped 30%. Now, the company's chief executive said that had a bit to do with more and more people staying home and actually binge-watching TV, which I guess has increased demand for pizza across the country. Another standout was Webjet. The online travel group rose about 10%, despite the company warning that the coronavirus is a negative for the group for the second half. Its first half profits and revenues were up quite strongly. Now, the losers today, well, the worst by far was WiseTech, which fell 27%. And this has been one of the darlings in the tech space for quite some time, but it fell so heavily because it actually cut its profit goals for 2020. It blamed this on the coronavirus. It said this is going to have and has already had a negative impact on trade flows around the world, particularly in China. And that, of course, slows down things as far as activity goes for demand for its logistics software. Another underperformer was Commonwealth Bank, which fell about 2.7% as it went ex-dividend today. And Suncorp was in the same boat, down 2.7% as well after it went ex-div. Another underperformer was Coles Group, which fell about 4.3%. It's reducing, well, Wesfarmers has reduced its stake in the supermarket chain from 15% down to 10%. So that saw its stock under pressure. On the economic front, it all eyes were on an update on wages growth, which only comes out once every quarter. As expected, wages grew by 0.5% in the December quarter, 2.2% over the year, the slowest annual growth in a couple of years for wages growth. So now all eyes will shift to tomorrow's update on jobs growth, which will be critical for the conversation around potential rate cuts in coming months. At the moment, it's unlikely we're going to have a rate cut by April as far as what markets are pricing in, just a 15% chance of a rate cut in fact in the next 2 months. The Aussie dollar finally a bit weaker today at 66.9 US cents.